Now a big switch to this year's Golden Aika, to Masahiro Miwa. The Golden Aika we didn't give for a particular piece, but for a musical compositional concept, and which is called reverse simulation music. It was the most controversial discussion in the jury, but I think it is quite important also, and I say also, to come out of this very individual approaches in electronic music and again start to think about new structures which can be interpreted by others. Masahiro Miwa was born in Tokyo. In 78, he moved to Germany to attend the National Academy of Art in Berlin, where he studied composition under Yi Sang Yun. Since 85, he has studied under Günter Becker at the Robert Schumann National Academy in Düsseldorf. He has been teaching computer and electronic music at the Academy since 1988. In 1986, Miwa began to teach himself computer programming and has since focused on creating computer music. 1995, he was a lecturer at the Academy of Media Arts Cologne, and since 1996, he is a professor at YAMAS, International Academy of Media Arts and Science in Ogakishi, Japan. I think now it's up to you, and hopefully we will have some time to for a discussion after your presentation.
Yes. Oh. Hello. Well, it will be nice that I can speak so freely about my concept and my activities, my English is not so good, and I will change to German because compared to English to German, a little bit better for me to speak German. So ich möchte heute sowieso nicht viel sprechen, sondern ich möchte eine Video Ihnen zeigen, weil für mein Konzept so kurz und deutlich zu sehen ist. Und es dauert 14 Minuten, deshalb ich glaube, dass wir haben bestimmt also Zeit zum Diskutieren. Okay, dann ich bitte um zu abspielen.
Masahiro Miwa. In 2002, I presented new musical ideas under the titles of Matari-sama and reverse simulation music. Since then, these ideas have had various sorts of influence in Japan. Reverse simulation music has received support from many people in Japan. It is seen as using the possibilities of algorithmic composition to explore new relationships between music and technology and between music and the human body. Reverse simulation music is not limited to my own work as a composer. In the past 2 years, three groups that practice rule-based performance have been formed. A joint event between these groups is being planned in Tokyo this year. As far as my own work is concerned, I have released pieces for solo performer, choir, and large ensemble based on this new concept. The piece for orchestra you are hearing now is one of those. Since 2005, a series of scores of reverse simulation music is being published. In 2002, reverse simulation music was only a relatively abstract idea, but in the last 2 years or so, it has materialized very tangible activity. What I am now proposing, reverse simulation music, is a new musical methodology which serves as the conceptual basis to several compositions. Reverse simulation music was born with the piece Matari-sama. Matari-sama is a simple piece for 8 players who successively ring out bells and castanets according to defined rules. These rules are a form of XOR operation, one of a computer's most basic logical functions. Each player acts as an XOR operator and expresses the result of the operation as a musical action, castanets for true, 1, and bell for false, 0. In order to understand the mathematical behavior of this system, a computer simulation was first made. This simulation showed, for example, that there were 6 types of loop patterns that resulted from different initialization values. Pieces such as Matari-sama first start out as computer programs. After the mathematical structure has been tested and explored, a concrete method for bringing the system into the real world is decided. At the same time, a fictional story is created to provide a meaning to the action of the human performance. This is the approach that is common to all pieces of reverse simulation music. I call those 3 steps: rule-based generation, interpretation, and naming. For a more detailed description, you can refer to the score of Matari-sama. The final section provides a definition of reverse simulation music, and the first half is text-based score for that piece. Matari-sama was also realized in a form that was neither human nor computer, the Matari-sama doll. It is a water-operated device that performs a XOR operation with a 1-bit memory. It was shown at the 2003 Ars Electronica Festival. What you are currently seeing is a prototype of the DAW. One of the central characteristics of reverse simulation music is that it is a form of performance that doesn't call on sight reading, memorization, or improvisation. In other words, once the initial state of performers has been set, everything that follows, the musical development, derives precisely by the repetition of simple rules. It is a totally new approach to musical performance. As can be easily seen in the Matarisama doll, the complex sequence of bell and castanet sounds is not previously recorded. In 2003, I created the performance Muramatsu Gear based on the same XOR operation I had used for Matari-sama. A group of 17 women forms a large cycle, and inside this cycle, 5 men form a smaller cycle. The men turn around like a gear and perform a XOR operation with the woman they happen to face. I transcribed the women's voices in the original performance to an orchestra. This is the piece Bolero for Muramatsu Gear Engine that you heard at the beginning of this video. For practical purposes, in the orchestra version, the operation results had to be written down beforehand using a made-up funny musical notation. Here is the score. The XOR operation can be written as A plus B modulo 2. In 2004, during a workshop at the Sendai Mediatek, a different operation was conceived. It is written as 6 minus A plus B modulo 3. We call it Jaikenzan. Many pieces were created based on this Jaikenzan. Piece for hand clapping. A silent piece where the performers only move around. There was also a form of game for kids that was invented at the Waikan in Yamaguchi. The piece for string orchestra, 369, Homage to Mr. B, which was premiered last year, is based entirely on this Jaikenzan. Here is an excerpt from the final section. Of course, XOR and JKENZAN aren't the only operation that can be used to create reverse simulation music. Different operations are created for different pieces. Pieces for traditional Japanese instruments. Pieces for gamelan instruments. Especially, the piece for harp was unique in that it allows a solo performer to carry out the calculation while playing. Other pieces usually require several performers to carry out operations. I didn't have the time to talk much about the pieces of the new performance groups. The concept of reverse simulation music has triggered the creation of many new pieces in recent years. These performances share the fact that action, not sound, our fact is regulated by algorithmic rules. I believe that this musical approach has gone beyond my own interest. It was an inevitable development in the history of post-Cajun Western music. Herzlichen Dank für Ihre Aufmerksamkeit.
Herzlichen Dank.